From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions Wednesday on Russia, even though he said the legislation he signed was significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The penalties are aimed at Moscow for its interference in last year's U.S. election designed to help Trump win the White House. But Trump said the measure, approved overwhelmingly by Congress, unconstitutionally limits his right to conduct foreign affairs as he sees fit. Trump had objected to the measure because it gives Congress a 30-day review period during which it could block Trump from easing the sanctions. But both houses of Congress voted overwhelmingly for the legislation, leaving Trump facing the risk of having his veto overridden if he'd refused to sign the bill. Trump said in a signing statement about the legislation that even though he objects to the congressional review period, he would adhere to it. An electronic voting technology company that tracked voting in Sunday's Venezuelan elections to overhaul the country's constitution says the results were manipulated by at least 1 million votes. Antonio Mojica, CEO of Smartmatic, spoke at a Wednesday news conference in London.
It is important to point out that this would not have occurred if the auditors of all political parties had been present at every stage of the election.
Mojica said the discrepancy of 1 million votes was between tallies announced by the government and those counted by his company's systems. Mojica declined to say whether the tampering changed the outcome of the election. He said his remarks probably would not be well received by Venezuelan authorities and that he'd not given the evidence to the country's National Elections Council.